Blog Talk Radio.
I call you king, I call you master.
whatever. Now we've given it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, so I will rejoice, you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I praise God for each and every one of you who has joined me here on today. It is truly a blessing to be here and to be over the airwaves again. Amen. I truly have missed you guys, and I'm sure you've missed me as well. Praise God. Well, today we're discussing train up a child. Amen. Because we know that the Word of God tells us it is our responsibility to train a child. Amen. Because God gave us that commandment in His Word. We are supposed to rear up our children in the Lord. We are supposed to teach them which way that they should go. Amen. And the first place that a child learns is in the home. Amen. It is not in the school, praise God. It is not from their friends. It is in the home. Amen. It is not in the church home, praise God. The first place that a child learns is in the home. So it is important that we as parents teach them godly principles, teach them how to behave in a God-like, Christ-like manner, amen, so that they can display what we have taught them inwardly, outwardly, or so that they can display what we've taught them in the home, outside of the home, amen, so that we as parents can be proud of them. We as parents, amen, can be blessed when people say, yes, I spoke with your son, I spoke with your daughter, they were very mannerable. Hallelujah, Jesus. They were very respectful. Amen. Glory to God. And that comes from good, godly training. Amen. And counsel as a parent, it does matter how you raise your child. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the time that we are spending and sharing together. Lord, I ask that your will be done, Father God, in this that is said from my mouth, O Lord. Let not a word be said that you would not want to be spoken, Father God. Let nothing come forth that you would not teach your children, teach your sons and your daughters, O Father God. Lord God, allow me to decrease so that you may increase, O God. Allow all of you to stand before your people and speak a word that they will know they have been in the presence of the Lord. They have been with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, Father, I ask you to be present here among us and bless us through your word. Christ Jesus, I ask you to be present here among us and bless us with the word. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, bless us. Oh my God. Bless us, Holy Spirit. Teach us through God's power, his anointing, and the word. Father, I thank you for what I've asked for. I know what you've already done, and it is in Jesus' name that I ask. I thank you, and I declare and decree that it is so. Amen and amen. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. Hallelujah. I apologize for my noise in the background. Amen. Glory to God. Couldn't find my remote control in time. Praise God. But you know what? God is still good. Amen. He is good all the time. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is always good. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Well, the scripture comes out of the book of Proverbs. Praise God. Where it tells us to train up a child in the way that they should go. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to just say that it is a big responsibility to raise a child. It is a big responsibility, amen, that God has given us. Amen. And it is important that we take it seriously. Amen. That we are aware that God is really holding us accountable for what we teach our children. Amen. Hallelujah. And right now, the scripture that we're reading comes out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 22 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a familiar scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm reading it from the King James Version. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. So that means the what we teach the children, they will continue to live by. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to live by what they've been taught. Amen. Whether that's something that is good or whether it's something bad, whether it is godly, amen, or whether it is ungodly. Praise God. Whether it is righteous, hiya Jesus, or whether it is unrighteous. Amen. But they will live by what we teach them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I say, number one, the first thing that we should teach children is to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Because we don't know what our child or our children will go through. Amen. And so we have to teach them, listen, when you get into a place where you don't know what to do, you pray and you ask God to help you. And you ask God, if you feel that you can't handle the situation, you ask God to save you. Amen. And God will do just that, because God has promised in his word, amen, that he would never leave us and that he would never forsake us. Glory to God. So I say the number one thing we need to teach our children is to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Because Jesus taught us, amen, that we should pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Bible tells us, glory to God, that we should pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. We should pray without ceasing. Amen. So that is a constant prayer. That is a daily prayer. Amen. And so we should teach our children not only to pray, to learn to have that relationship with God, but to pray to bless over what we are doing. Pray over your food. Pray when you get up in the morning. God, order my steps and direct my path. God, show me which way to go. Pray over your food, as I just said a little while ago, because you don't know what's going on. You don't know what may happen. You don't know, maybe the food may disagree with your stomach, but if you pray over it before you eat it, amen, hallelujah, maybe you won't have that problem. Glory to God. I'm not saying that it won't happen. I'm just saying that there is a possibility that God would shield you from that issue. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Pray over their family. Amen. Glory be to God. It is important that a child prays over, not just themselves. God help me, God teach me, God love me, God show me how to be a good son, a good daughter, amen, to my mother and my father. Show me how to be a good niece or a good nephew, amen, glory be to God. Show me how to be a good friend, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. But they need to know that they need to pray over their family, glory be to God. So that's something that we as parents need to teach our children, that they should pray over their family, amen. Glory to God. Send a prayer up for mommy. Send a prayer up for daddy. Father God, please help and protect and keep my family in the name of Jesus. And also make sure that when we're teaching them to pray, it's always in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they need to make sure, glory to God, that it is sealed. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. See, we need to make sure that we prepare them, amen, for what they do not know is coming. And prayer will be a major part of a child's life, amen, whether that is a child, glory be to God, a child of a parent, glory to God, or a child of God, amen, because God is our Father, glory be to God. And that's the first, oh, hallelujah, that's the first thing that Jesus said when the disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Our Father. Amen. So we need to know we're going to the one who has brought us here. Amen. The one who watches over us. The one who protects us. The one who keeps us. Amen. The one who cares for us. Glory to God more than anything. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are important to our Father. Amen. Glory to God. So a child needs to know, praise God, that they need to pray to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. First and foremost, pray to God. Amen. Pray, like I said, pray over their food. Amen. Pray over their family. Glory be to God. Say their prayers at night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because, you know, children have nightmares and, you know, the enemy tries to come in and disturb their peace. Glory be to God. So we need to teach our children to pray. Father God, please make sure that my sleep is sweet. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that, Lord, I wake up refreshed in the morning. Amen. Glory to God. It's a simple prayer. It could be whatever you choose to make it to be, but just make sure that your child says their prayers at night. Amen. And we got to teach them to pray at night. We got to teach them to pray, amen, in the morning. Father God, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for keeping me and my mommy and my daddy and our family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It does not matter what the prayer is. I'm sorry. It does not matter what you teach them in the prayer as far as what you're telling them to say. Good morning, God. I love you. Thank you for keeping me and my family. Keep us and watch over us in the day. Amen. Basically, what I'm saying is as long as you're teaching them something that's scriptural, amen, in their prayer, it is okay. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. The second thing I would say that we as parents should teach our children, amen, is how to get along, amen, with people, how to respect adults, amen, glory be to God. There used to be, back in the day, and some people still teach this today, there used to be a way that children were trained, amen, to speak only when they were spoken to, amen, not to say things, glory be to God, when the adults were talking. They knew their place, amen. And I will say, glory to God, what the people who came before me said, amen, praise God, because, see, I want to be mindful and respectful of how they feel, praise the Lord, about what I'm saying. So I'm not going to say the old folks or the old timers, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to say what the people who came before me said, amen. A child needs to stay in a child's place, hallelujah, which means we need to know our place as children, amen. As a child needs to know that I need to raise my hand if I come into the presence of an adult before I say something. I don't need to just blurt out while they're talking. That's disrespectful. Amen? Glory be to God. A child needs to know, praise God, what to say, amen, to an adult, how to address an adult. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And right now we're talking about relating to adults, praise God, for children. This is something that we as parents have to teach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to make sure that these are principles that our children are aware of, because, again, training starts in the home. And God has given us a commandment, a mandate to train up our children, Proverbs 22 and 6, in the way that they should go, that when they are old, they will not depart from what they've been taught. Amen. So this day, I can tell you, I do not disrespect my elders. I do not disrespect people who've come before me. I do not disrespect people who know more than me. I do not disrespect people, period. It does not matter whether it is a child or whether it is an adult, whether it is a young woman or whether it is an older or elder woman. I don't disrespect anyone at any time for any reason. Amen. Because the Bible tells us, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Amen. And so as you're teaching your children, praise God, as it relates to what they should and should not do, as far as adults are concerned, we need to teach them. You should call an adult, amen, sir or ma'am, glory to God. Or you should say, praise God, Mr. or Miss, amen. It depends on what you would like for the child to say when they approach an adult, amen. But they should not call anyone, praise God, whether they are relatives of that child or whether they are neighbors of that child. No child should call any adult by their first name. Amen. Glory be to God, because that is disrespectful, praise God. To this day, there are us who are adults that don't call our mother or our father by their first name. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, there are some people who are raised differently, and I'm not talking about people who have been raised differently. Amen. If your mother or your father said it was okay to call them by their first name, then by all means, that's what you should do. Amen. It is based upon what your parent or parents have taught you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Now, when they relate to their teachers, amen, in the school system as well as in church, they should respect their teachers. They should listen to what their teachers say. They should do what their teacher tells them to do. Amen. If they say sit down, then that means sit down. Amen. If the teacher says be quiet, you're talking too much, they should be quiet. They should be taught from the home. Amen. That when an adult tells you something, you listen, amen, as far as it is what is right, amen. If an adult tells you to do something that is right, glory to God, and that's another thing, amen, we need to teach our children, praise the Lord. That's another thing that we got to teach. That's another thing that we got to teach our children, praise God. We got to teach them what's right. We got to teach them what's right so that they know when an adult is telling them something, they know what is right. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. But they need to know what's right. If they don't know what's right, then they don't know that if we teach them as parents, listen to what an adult tells you, then an adult can tell them something wrong to say or to do, and they won't know the difference. Amen. And that's why we, as the parents, got to train them up from children, because God has mandated and instructed and informed us this is our responsibility. Amen. And as mothers and fathers, glory to God, or as uncles and aunts, praise God, or as grandmothers and grandfathers, we have to make sure that the children are taught properly. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to conclude here. Matthew 7, verse 12, praise the Lord. King James Version, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So it is important how we treat people, and we need to teach our children that we need to treat people the way we desire to be treated, because that is what we have been instructed through the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Well, I pray that you have been blessed today. Amen. I pray that something I said was a blessing to you, even if it was just something that you are already familiar with. Amen. Glory be to God. It is our job to teach our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren, how to be respectful, how to train them up, amen, so that when they go out into the world, we are not embarrassed by the things that come out of their mouth or the way in which they behave, amen, because they've been taught well. They have a strong foundation through the Word of God. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we have a little bit of time left, but if there are those of you who are on the phone lines and you have something to say, I'd be more than happy to open up your line. Praise the Lord. I do see a caller there. I don't know if you would like to speak. Praise God. If you do, I believe it's one. Amen. And I'll see your hand go up. Praise God. And I will open up your line. Glory be to God. But I pray that you've been blessed today. Praise the Lord. It is such a blessing to be here, amen, and to speak and to just be with the people of God, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, caller, I'm opening up your line. Glory to God. Praise the
amen.
Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess V. Amen. I thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah, because that is, this is something, though it may be something we already know.
Amen.
And it is something that needs to be taught.
Because,
amen, as we see the world, and I'm just going to say this, growing increasingly evil.
Amen.
Growing increasingly evil. And people are killing their parents. People are doing things to their parents. We have to start, hallelujah, putting the right seed in them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And one of the things that was said, hallelujah, by Apostle Tracy Foreman on the School of the Prophet, we can
amen.
No longer say that they are too young for this or they're too young for that.
Amen.
Because the enemy is snatching them up at
amen.
Young ages because we are failing to teach them at young ages, or we're failing to pronounce over them what they shall be.
Amen.
Because if we don't give them an identity when they're children, then the enemy will give them an identity in the school.
Yes. Amen.
And so we must give them from the womb, you are a woman of God. You are a
amen.
Man of God. You're going to be a prophet. You're going to be this. We must speak over them. As we're training them the right thing to do, we must pronounce blessing upon them. Because
amen.
Before Abraham died, he pronounced blessing over his children.
Yes, amen,
see,
amen.
That's part of training as well, because we got to pronounce things over them.
Amen.
You are my father, you are my mother, but you never told me what I could do. You never
amen.
Told me what I could be. And so now you're mad because I learned what I could do and what I could be out there in the streets, but I learned it the wrong way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so what we have to do as parents, learn to pronounce over them, let them know you can do it. And don't think that just because you're a child, an adult
amen.
Won't listen to you.
Amen.
Don't think that just because you're a child that you can't tell the adult to do something that is right and have them listen to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because these kids these days, some of them, God has given them wisdom. God has given them an anointing. But because
amen.
We get so caught up in our parenting, and I'm the parent, and I know better, and I know this.
Right.
The,
amen.
The child can have a word for us, but we won't listen.
Yes.
And
amen.
So when we won't respect the gift on the inside of them, then they go out there and do other things that the
amen.
Enemy will give them gift to do.
Yeah.
And so when they're doing right, we've got to support them. We've got to love them. We've got to let them know that we're proud of them, that we understand, that we, oh, my God, that we are just so overjoyed about what they're doing. See, because,
amen.
Hallelujah, we got to understand that your child, when they were a baby, they would come to you as you praise them, as you tell them, oh, come on, come on, come on. They would come to you. Well, when they get up big, whether you know it or not, they still respond to that. Whatever makes you happy, they will gravitate to. Hallelujah. But the thing of it is, what happens when we as parents get busy and we stop making the noise and we stop wanting to give them praise and thanksgiving for what they're doing right. Then they go over to the wrong thing because they're looking for a place that they can score points. Where do I feel like I'm winning at? And if I feel like I'm winning by doing the wrong thing, that's what I will gravitate to more. But if mama and daddy at home, as Prophetess Via said, if mama and daddy at home make me feel like I'm winning when I'm doing the right thing, and every time I do the right thing, they make me feel like I'm winning, then I have no need to do the wrong thing because they already have affirmed me and let me
Amen.
Know what, let me know that this pleases not only God, but it pleases me.
Yes, Lord.
Because you'll be shocked by the children that are doing the wrong things just looking for acceptance.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Looking for love.
Amen.
Just looking for somebody that says, okay, you did a good job.
Yeah.
Looking for a pat on the back, whether I do wrong, bad, whatever. I'm looking for you to pat me on the back.
Yes.
And you
Amen.
Never... You never supported me when I was doing right, but you're yelling at me because I'm doing wrong.
Jesus.
And that's the only time I get your attention, when I do something wrong.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So that's why we got, that's why this topic is very needed, because the child said, I don't get no points when I do something right.
Amen.
I don't get no, that was a good job, or you did good today, or, you know, let's go out for ice cream. I get no reward for doing right. The only time they look at me, the only time they want to be bothered with me is when I'm in trouble. And then they want to swing the belt.
My
then.
God.
But where is my praise for right? Where is my, you know, affirmation for when I get it right in life? I just wanted to tell you something your children maybe won't tell you.
Amen.
I just wanted to chime in and just share that, because we got to be careful how we are always ready to whip and discipline and all of that stuff, which that is
Amen.
Good. But, and then we got to learn how to bless them, how to affirm them when they're doing it right. Say, son, you did a good job today. Or you respected that teacher even though she disrespected you. You handled yourself well today. You could have fought. You could have beat that person up, but you didn't. You handled yourself like a man of distinction. You handled
Amen.
Yourself like a man of honor. And I'm so proud of you. It may seem little to you, but that does wonders for them. That does wonders for them.
Amen.
Because you know what? They will act like that all the time. And then they will come to you when they're having a problem with an adult, and they don't feel like they have to buck up against the adult. You know?
Amen.
And even when they're doing wrong, amen, or the teacher is doing wrong, come up there and get their back if the teacher is doing wrong.
Amen.
Come up there and get their back, because when you come up there and get their back, that makes them feel like, hey, parents can do wrong too. And my mama doesn't
yes.
all of a sudden jump to conclusion when an adult say, I'm not doing something. She examines the situation to see where wrong is. So I don't get blamed for something I'm not doing. Okay, maybe I'm the voice of the children today.
Amen. Praise God. Well, no, what you're saying is absolutely true, because the child needs to feel like that parent loves them, that parent cares about them, and that parent is concerned about them, whether they're doing right or doing wrong. The one thing that we need to make sure, like you said, that we always do is affirm our children, glory to God. And I do remember you saying that Apostle Tracy of A New Woman Ministries did teach this on the School of the Prophets, glory to God. It is such a blessing to be connected with that anointed, powerful woman of God because she teaches principles based on the Word of God that we are to teach our children or that we are to learn and live ourselves. But it is very important that we teach our children what God has taught us. Amen. God never said in His Word that He didn't love us when we don't do right. He never said He didn't love us. He said, get right. Amen. He said, repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Confess your sin. But get right. But He never turned His back on us. He never said, because you're not doing that in which I have commanded or instructed you to do, I don't love you. Oh, I don't care about you. So not only is it what we teach our earthly children from a natural perspective, but it's a biblical perspective that we say, I love you no matter what you do. I'm not in love with what you're doing, but I do love you. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like if you're not doing what is right, what you're supposed to do as a child, but I love you. I'm going to love you no matter what. So I am so blessed, praise God, that what you're saying, glory to God, is the voice of the children. They do need to know my mother loves me, my father loves me, not just when they do something right. They still need to know and feel loved. Amen. Which will teach them not to run out into the world. It will teach them not to seek that love or that attention from someone who does not have the love that the mother or father or the family has for that child. Amen. Because you don't want to send them to someone who's going to teach them something they don't need to know. Praise the Lord. And also, not just something they don't need to know before their time. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. The Bible teaches us, amen, there's a time and place for everything. Amen.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't know or won't know. It's just not the time for you to know.
Yeah.
Amen. And as children, we don't understand that, or children don't understand that, or children don't want to hear it. And we as children of God, adult children, there are things that we don't want to hear either. Amen. God say, wait, not now. No, we don't want to hear that. Amen. It's the same thing with your earthly children. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear no. They don't want to hear don't. They don't want to hear stop. Praise God. But you got to teach them. You have to train them. You have to show them the way. Amen.
Yeah, and then while we're on that subject,
yes.
Prophetess, the because I said so is not good.
Jesus.
They need to know why you're saying that.
Amen, 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 and
they
amen.
They really need to understand that even in my mom's no, she's trying to protect me.
Yes, her no has a purpose.
Yes.
She's not just saying it because she's mom. He's not just saying it because he's dad and because he is in charge or in authority over me. Amen. Yes. Yes. Preach, prophet. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. So,
hallelujah.
I just had to interject that in there while we were on the subject.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, to God be the glory, because you know what? Those things have to be said. And I thank God, amen, for you stopping by and for being a support system to me as always. And I thank God for you always being ready and willing to speak what thus saith the Lord, because there are things that we have to teach our children. We are responsible for what they know. Not what they learn on the outside, but what they learn on the inside. We, amen, are responsible for that. And we will stand before God to say, hey, this is what you said or didn't say. This is what you did or didn't do. Amen. Because first and foremost, these are his children. They belong to God. Amen. And so he's going to hold us accountable for how we teach his children or what we taught or did not teach his children so that they could be equipped, amen, to handle things that are going to happen in their life. Amen. And they need to know how to act and how to react. Praise God. So I thank God for you bringing forth the word and for you saying what thus says the Lord. Praise God. And I thank God for Apostle Tracy teaching the word of God and training us on how to train our kids. Amen. Because the trainer has a trainer. Praise God. The teacher has a teacher. Amen. Hallelujah. Every
Amen.
Teacher was once a student and should always be a student. Amen. Especially of the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You should never stop learning the word. Glory, because God has something new
Amen.
To teach you in his word daily. There's a new lesson to learn daily. There's a new revelation that comes out of the same word that you read or you heard before. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I thank God for what's been done and said here today. Any closing remarks, man of God?
Amen. I just want to say to the people of God, govern yourselves accordingly, because when your children are productive citizens in the world, you can say, glory be to the God. That is the work of your hands and my hands allowing you to flow through me.
Amen.
Vice versa, if your children don't turn out well and
Amen.
They don't do what they're supposed to do,
Amen.
You can say that I didn't listen, that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do.
Amen.
Amen. But if you apply these principles and you if you apply these principles and you be what God is calling you to be before them, amen, they may stray away.
Amen.
We're not saying that if you do this, it's going to work all the time. They may stray away. But you know what? They have a foundation to come back to.
Amen.
They have
yeah.
a foundation to come back to because,
yeah.
you know, because when you say you're out there doing this and you're out there doing wrong, they're going to say, well, Mama and Daddy, if I never saw you do right, what example do I have to draw from?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. What example
Amen.
Do, you know, there's another thing is you can't say do as I say, not as I do. That ain't going to work.
Amen. Amen. That's called being a hypocrite, and that's one thing that children really, really hate. A child hates, amen, as well as they should. I'm going to say that. God hates when we are one way, yet we talk a good talk. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said in his word, praise the Lord, he said, you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. It's good to say, you know, I'm God and I'm Christ and I'm good and I this and I that and the word this and that. But if you don't live it, amen, then what you say means nothing. And so it's important that what we're living before our children is what we want them to live before us and before men. Amen. It is important that we teach them to live what they say. Amen. It is important to teach them that they need to live by the example that we show them. Because here's another thing that you're doing. You're sowing a seed in your child's life. When they see you living, they will learn how to live before their kids. They will
yes.
learn how to teach their children. They will learn how to talk to their children. They will learn how to love on their children based on what you do before them, based on how you talk to them and treat them and teach them and show them. They will learn how to respond to their children by what they've been taught by you. So it's not just about them. It's about the generation coming behind them that they will then be a person who influences those children who come behind them. Amen. Because it could be their children, it could be their nieces, it could be their grandchildren, and we want to make sure what they've been taught is what they're going to teach others. Because what if what we're teaching them is not